Jennifer Schultz walks two paths. On one, she is a registered nurse in northern Minnesota. On the other, the writer of the Shaka Reed series of supernatural thrillers. Among her influences are H.G. Wells, Ray Bradbury, Margaret Atwood, and Stephen King. But she notes that the true source of her writing comes from, quote, an unknown place which begs to be expressed. The Shaka Reed series starts with Hearts of Prey, where we are introduced to Shaka, a woman living in northern Minnesota who has always felt like an outsider because of her secret ability as a shapeshifter. While Shaka has managed to keep this ability a secret, known only to her grandfather, events unfold and Shaka learns that there are other shapeshifters, one in her friend Winston and other abilities in her friend Rena. A charming stranger, Adrian, ignites a strong attraction in Shaka, but also opens the door to the wrong people learning her secret. Shaka's thrilling adventures continue in House of Stars, and Jennifer Schultz has just published book 3 in the series, Height of Dreams. Here's our What We're Reading conversation with writer Jennifer Schultz. The Shaka Reed series. You've got 3 books. You've just finished the third. It's Hearts of Prey, House of Stars, and Heights of Dreams. And the main character, Shaka, her secret is that she is a shapeshifter. She is able to shift into a wolf, which is so interesting, especially in the setting of northern Minnesota. So I'm curious, where did the idea of a shapeshifter living in northern Minnesota come from?
To be honest, the initial idea for the first book kind of started with a dream. And I was on the outside kind of looking into this building, and I saw 3 people sitting at this table talking, and I didn't know what they were saying, but I could tell they were who they were. It was Winston, Adrian, and Shaka is who I saw in the dream. And I could tell that there was something special about Winston and Shaka, and Adrian was kind of like their ally. And I didn't know what that was, but I knew it was something magical. So that's where the idea spurred from. And then I just started working with it and writing off of it. And, you know, I've always loved wolves, and I grew up in Minnesota. I grew up in Pequot Lakes, just north of Brainerd. And then I've lived in Bemidji. Now I'm over kind of in the Duluth area, but, yeah, so Minnesota, especially northern Minnesota, is just very close to my heart and it's home. So that's kind of where the setting came from. And then after I started down that road, I was just looking up like that Minnesota, northern Minnesota specifically, I think like the Arrowhead region has more wolves than anywhere else in the continental U.S. So I was like, okay, well, good. This is working then.
There is a tension in your book between these two roles that Shaka Reed plays, because she is Shaka Reed, the person, versus Shaka as the shapeshifter, the wolf. Can you talk about writing for these different perspectives?
I guess that probably is maybe just kind of a reflection on me and, you know, some of the things like that go on in my mind. Because she has been in each book, I think she's kind of distraught between like two paths. She has a kind of a choice in each book. And yeah, it's just kind of like grappling, which is really kind of a human thing, you know, like we all come into situations where it's decisions are hard, just a human response to the different situations.
Your Shaka Reed series is a very, I want to say, outdoorsy book, because we get to be in the forest of the North Shore. We're out on Lake Superior. We get to go to Yellowstone National Park in the House of Stars. And then in the third book, we get to go to the remote deserts of Arizona. And it's always kind of a touchstone to come back to northern Minnesota. Can you talk about the setting? Are you an outdoorsy kind of person?
Yep. So I definitely feel more at home in, you know, like an outdoorsy setting. And for her being a shapeshifter, it just, you know, like it seemed like she would also be drawn to outdoorsy settings and just feel most herself when there's a lot of natural space around her.
I'm really curious, because you have written 3 books now in the series. What is your process for when you're writing a series? And did you kind of see the other two books as you were writing book one, or is this something that just evolves at a different kind of pace?
Hearts of Prey was my first novel. So there was a lot of trial and error with that one. I didn't see a whole series out of it. I just kind of wanted to write a book. And then as I went through the process, I guess like the my process got kind of more refined where I started outlining and then I like would write like what's going to happen in each chapter. I would kind of just write a paragraph so I kind of know where I was going with the story as I wrote. So it just kind of turned into this like step by step where I could see a few steps ahead, but not all the way to the end. As I got farther into Hearts of Prey, I thought, yeah, I think there will be at least a sequel, possibly a trilogy out of this. So, and then by the time I started Height of Dreams, I knew it was going to be the last book, and it just felt like I was kind of tying the ribbon a little bit with it. So I guess leaving the process open to knowing that anything could happen is kind of just liberating, like as you're going through it. So yeah, it's even though with the outline and I'm still like looking ahead a little bit, I still kind of had the freedom to just let the series go wherever it wanted.
Taking what you've learned writing this series, what is next for you as a writer, and what lessons do you think you'll take with you?
I definitely have learned a lot just about the publishing process and also marketing, which is did not come natural to me. You know, as like as a writer and probably a lot of writers maybe can relate to this where I just like to kind of hole away and make stuff up, you know, like going out and promoting myself is kind of a different animal that I've had to learn. So yeah, it's definitely been a learning experience in that way. And then also just the steps to publishing, just the logistics of it. I think now that I kind of like understand that world a little bit better, it just makes it that much easier to go forward. And then I can write without having the stress of like, oh, but then what am I going to do with it? And what's going to be the first and second steps, you know? So, yeah, I think I've thought about with the series, even though this series is complete, you know, I've thought in the future, maybe if I ever pick it up again, it would be like a generation ahead or something. But yeah, in the meantime, I've got a couple other projects that I'm working on, so I'm sure I'll continue to write. It's just I don't know where it takes me. I never quite know until I'm already walking on that path. So,
Jennifer Schultz is the Minnesota author of the Shaka Reed series of supernatural thrillers. It's What We're Reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.